God's word are full of his power. They're filled with his faith. And faith is what you put in your heart. And you believe that. And you act on what you believe. And it releases the power that's in that word. So it makes the word prevail. When the word prevails over our thinking processes, faith is the result. Faith is the result, and success is inevitable. You can look out. I'm going to achieve. I'm going to succeed. I'm going forward. I can't be stopped. Looking at outward circumstances that appears at the moment does not change the word. Let me say this another way again. Sometimes you can speak or say to a situation, a problem in your life, and when you say it, look like nothing happened. But you know it did. Because you're not moved by what you see. You're moved by what you said. And the word can't come, the word will not return void. Now listen what this says now. Hebrews 10:35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense or reward. If you won't cast away your confidence, you hold fast to your confidence, even though the test and the trial is there, but you won't give in to the test or the trial, but you hold fast to the confidence you have in the word. It has great recompense, a reward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Look at this. The word prevails when we act on it. I'm going to say it again. The word does what? Prevail when we act on it. James 1:22 says, be ye doers of the word. Now, what do you say? Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Listen to what Matthew 7:21. You got it? James said, be you doers of the word, not hearers only. Now listen to what Matthew 7:21 said. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that what? Doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. See, just because people say something, it doesn't mean it works. You got to be a doer of what you say. And just because somebody said Jesus, Jesus, don't mean they're saved. Just because somebody, this is what he's saying, just because somebody, you hear somebody, I heard them confess this, that Jesus is a healer, Jesus is this. But you got to be a doer of that. You got to walk in this. If the word says God supplies all of my need, you walk in that. You don't go around telling everybody else, well, I'm so broke, I don't know what I'm going to do. Child, it's hard. No. Well, you just told me Jesus supplied all your need. A person got the need supplied, ain't having a heart. Need strength, need peace, whatever you need. You're not having a heart. You walking in peace. Romans 2:13 says, we're talking about a doer now. Listen to these scriptures. Romans 2:13, For not the hearer of the law are justified before God, but a doer of the law shall be justified. Other words, my point is, just a hearer, you ain't getting nowhere with God. You got to be a doer. Doing, hearing and doing go hand in hand. You can't get one without the other one. If you do one, leave off the other one. It just won't work. Hello? Listen to it from the Amplified Bible. I'm getting ready to close. For it is not merely hearing the law read that makes one righteous before God, but it is the doer of the law who will be held guiltless and acquitted and is justified. See, how did you get into the kingdom? I heard, and the word said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and shalt believe in thy heart, thou shalt be saved. And just hearing it and won't say nothing, nothing happened. Scripture said, for with the heart, man believes unto. With the mouth, confession is made. I declare what's in my heart, then the deal is sealed. And the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Still dealing with it. Not just a hearer that gets the result. Listen to what he said. Isaiah 2:3. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the house, go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways. That's why we're here tonight. We're coming to a place God wants to teach you his ways, and you learn his ways, follow him. Listen to these words come out of my mouth. It is impossible for you to fail.